Auto Group Westbrook Auburn Studios. It's Ray Richardson on WLOB 100.5 FM.
It is 6:07. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. It's 28 degrees outside. It was really, you know, because the snow is largely gone, at least where we are, it's largely gone. So this morning, it was so beautiful because there is a little bit of a frost on the ground. So the grass was up and it was sparkling in the moonlight. It was dancing in the moonlight. I mean, literally, Van Morrison got it right. Dancing in the moonlight. I know you don't want to hear me sing at 6:07. How you doing this morning? It's Friday. It's Friday. Believe it or not, it's true. We're broadcasting live. It's Fri-yay. There we go. It's Fri-yay. Dee Dee and I love the word yay. It's Fri-yay. Yes, it is. And I was never that way until probably COVID. And now I'm glad it's Fri-yay. There's no doubt about that. We're broadcasting live from the RowAutoGroup.com studio. Don't forget, our McVetty's Hearth and Home text line is 207-409-6172. You can find out more at stovesofmaine.com. Well, that's all. There's really nothing else going on. I mean, you know, the Maine Senate Republicans killed the supplemental bill by not voting for emergency measures. That bill is now dead, and of course there's hand-wrangling on the Democratic side. Why would you work with us? Well, because you can't manage money. The reason we're in this mess is you cannot manage money. So they're going to go back to the drawing board and try to find another way to get this done. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. And I know that it will hurt hospitals and doctors and pharmacists and other providers who provide Maine care. But they can't manage money. All that money. And they're running short because they can't manage money. You know, they've really stuck it to the state and its people. And I hope that we stick it to them in November of 2026 and throw the bums out. It's time to throw the bums out. It is. In Washington, tomorrow is the deadline for the government to be refunded or shut down. I personally don't care. If it shuts down, it shuts down. I hope it stays shut down for a while if it does shut down, so the American people can understand that the hysteria that they talk about, oh my God, if it shuts down, people will die. No, they won't. It's not true. Because essential things will still occur. And by the way, Social Security checks have already been sent out this month. Ba-dum-bum. So, but Chuck Schumer, the minority leader in the U.S. Senate, the head of the Democrat Party in the U.S. Senate, signaled yesterday that he would vote to fund the government. And he's looking for, if Rand Paul continues to be a no, I think he needs seven allies from the Democrats to join him. He claims that he has them. And that will get it through a cloture vote, which means they can go to a regular vote and pass it by a majority, keep the government funded, and we can move on to the next fight, the next mass hysteria. So, good for Schumer. Good for Schumer. I was looking back at his past comments about government shutdowns when he was in the majority, and, you know, he had a very different tone until yesterday, a very different tone about shutdowns. So, we'll see what happens. What it tells you is they all drink too much. They just do. Nobody in this town behaves the way elected people do in this country unless they drink or drug too much. It's just, or they're just bat blank crazy. Maybe it's all of it. I mean, this is just nuts. And yesterday, people were all over me about Donald Trump. And I'm like, so for 4 years, all of these things happened. Gas went to $5 a gallon. You didn't notice. Inflation at one point was 9.1% in a month. Cumulatively in his 4 years, it was 24.1%. Grocery prices, you know, I don't go to the grocery a lot. I have gone more lately than I've been going, but I still don't go much. Dee Dee usually goes. I'm her Uber driver. I drop her off right at the door. And then I pick her up right at the door because I don't want my wife walking through that crazy parking lot. But she used to come out with $100 and she'd have two bags. Now she comes out with $100 and it's half of one bag. And nobody noticed on the Democratic side. So amazing. Nobody had any idea all this was happening. Then suddenly Donald Trump comes into office and they realize eggs cost money. And now that eggs are down $2 a dozen, they are down. No words. Gas is down. No words. Inflation was down. No words. All we hear about is Trump is a Putin puppet. But what he's really trying to do is stop people from dying. Hundreds of thousands of people have died in Russia and Ukraine. We used to be against that in this country, but now that we're so pro-abortion, we don't care about life. Let's be honest. Life is expendable, whether it's the baby in the womb or the soldier on the battlefield. There are people in this country that don't care about either. As long as they get to make a political point. Trump wants peace. He said it. You know, the thing about Trump is, I got to give him credit. I got to give the dude credit. I do. I got to give the dude credit. Everything he's doing. Everything. That means all for the cheap seats. ALL. He told us he was going to do this during the campaign. He told us everything. He told us he was going to seek a ceasefire. And try to gain a permanent peace. And, wow, what do you know? Less than 2 months in office, and that's what he's doing. No other leader in the world. No other. None. Zilch. Null set. Nada. Zero. No other leader in the world, including his predecessor, sought peace. Now, Joe had a reason. I mean, he and Hunter had done some bad stuff in Ukraine, and they needed Zelensky to keep that quiet. So we were sending as many resources as we could possibly muster. That's why Joe never sought peace. He was paying him off. And you know, you can say whatever you want to say, but it wasn't Donald Trump's family where Donald Trump pardoned his whole family. It wasn't Donald Trump that did that. You know, he was president before. Donald Trump didn't do that. Donald Trump's uncle didn't do that. You get that reference? You didn't get that reference, did you? Huh? No. Santa Claus. You didn't get that reference? It wasn't Donald Trump that did it. It wasn't Donald Trump's uncle who did it. You don't remember? I'll play it for you. I'll refresh your memory.
I do remember it. I wasn't really paying attention.
Oh, my God, my wife wasn't paying attention.
Well, I'm playing catch-up from yesterday, so.
Oh, my. Oh, that's right. You went to Bible study.
I went to Bible study.
Which is a very good thing.
So
it wasn't Donald Trump's uncle who pardoned his family. It wasn't his mama or his daddy. It wasn't his Aunt Nanny, who's 6 foot tall redhead. Oh, wait a minute. That was me. My great Aunt Nanny was a 6 foot tall redhead. Don't you love redheads? Lord have mercy. I digress. Nobody was doing it. Trump said he was going to do it. He has not been in office 2 months yet. 2 months would be March 20th at noon. I was there. And he's already gotten Ukraine to agree to a ceasefire. And now Russia has come to the table and said, these are our conditions for a ceasefire. Now, whether you agree with Russia's conditions or not, nobody was talking about this. But if you read the letters to the Press Herald, and unfortunately I have to stay up with everything, you know why Maine's in trouble? It's because the good people have stood down and the bat blank crazy people are everywhere. They're running wild. We used to corral them and try to get them help. Now we let them walk around in public and they're ruling the day because the good people have stood down until this boys and girls sports thing happened. Yeah, I know I'm all over the place, but it's all tied together. I swear to God, it's all tied together. There's one piece of string that is woven in this entire thing. So, I think for less than 2 months in office, he's done a lot of good stuff. And then, guess what? There's a San Francisco judge. I wonder if he swishes when he walks. What do you think? He or she? I don't know. It's San Francisco. It's possible. Who came out and said, well, you know, you have to restore all the probationary employees that you fired in those six agencies. Why? Why is a judge in San Francisco doing this? If I were Trump, I'd just ignore him and pretend San Francisco was a foreign country. Or California, the whole damn thing. I mean, they're nuts out there. If we don't, look, here's the thing, folks. It's always sad when anybody loses their job. When I lose mine someday, tomorrow, today, 10 years from now, it'll be sad. But it happens. And as the song says, you pick yourself up, you dust yourself off, and you get back in the race. Why are government employees so sacred? Many are lazy. Not all. Many are lazy because they know it doesn't matter what they do, they don't lose their jobs. Again, I said not all. But there's a whole boatload of them that are unnecessary. The federal bureaucracy is so bloated. Why is that? Because the Democrats rely on them to be their army in the election. Just like the Democrats in Augusta rely on state workers, the MSEA, to be their army in the election. When Janet Mills took office, we had about 11,400 state employees. Now we have over 13,000. Are we better off? Is the government of the state of Maine better off? Ladies and gentlemen, please tell me, do you get better service? Do they actually answer the phone when you call? Come on! So when somebody loses their job, and everybody does, even if you're a CEO, company has a couple of bad quarters, and they get rid of you. Now, if you're a CEO, you probably get a golden parachute. But Trump made a very nice offer to these people. 8 months of severance with full benefits. 8 months, go find a job. Now, it will be a job where you'll have to be accountable for what you do because it's in the private sector. You will have to tell people 5 things you did during the past week so you can justify your employment. You ever heard such a crazy thing? They send out an email saying, just tell us 5 things you did last week. And they're incensed. How dare you ask me what I did at my job that you pay me for?
Well, isn't that one of the criteria when you want to get unemployment? You have to go and prove that you went to some job interviews?
No, but this was...
I understand.
Well, yeah.
It's accountability.
You're supposed to. You're supposed to prove, if you're on unemployment, that you were actively seeking work. Yes, they don't make them, But, you know, I mean, it's like so many other things. They don't make them do anything. We have rules on the books.
Accountability.
And, yeah. So, five things you did last week. Well, I emptied my trash can. I sharpened two pencils. I answered the phone once out of every 10 phone calls. How hard is that? That's not hard. And they're incensed, and they're on MSDNC, and they're on CNN, and they're whining. Can you believe they asked me to identify five things I did during last week, during the last 5 days? Can you believe me, of all people, they asked that question of? So they fired all the probationary employees in six agencies. And some whacked out judge in San Francisco puts a hold on it. I said yesterday, and I feel this way about the government, I do believe our judicial construct is the greatest in the world. But the judicial execution is horrible because we don't have people who believe in the Constitution or follow the law in black robes. It's what they want. It's not what the law says. It's what they want. If the federal government, the head of the federal government, wants to fire all the probationary employees in six agencies because he has deemed they are unnecessary to the execution of government, they should be fired. Every single person in the government who is not necessary should be fired. Who the hell employs people you don't need?
The government.
I mean, honest to God, how messed up is this? And it's why part of the reason we're $36 trillion in debt, because we're stupid. The government's stupid, and we're stupid for letting them do it. I wish Trump would ignore the order. Hell, Biden did. Biden gave away. I was on with Kenny Oshuler a couple weeks ago in Political Brew, and I said, Biden ignored the courts. Trump hasn't so far. He's like, when did Biden ignore the courts? I said, with a student loan debt transfer. No, it wasn't forgiven, folks. It was a transfer of responsibility. Somebody's got to pay. He did it three times. Kenny's like, no, he didn't. I'm like, Ken, I'm not going to argue this. It's not in dispute. Biden ignored the courts and he mocked them. Everybody seemed okay with that. Well, that was because you had your hand out. So if I'm Trump, I just ignore the courts. I wouldn't re-employ him. Just ignore it. Let's see what happens. I mean, everybody says he's a monarch anyhow. My God, act like one. This is just ridiculous. So I say ignore the court. I doubt that he will, but I wish that he would. Because all these little pimple-faced geeks, they go around and they judge shop. If the probationary employees of the United States federal government are not necessary to the function of government, fire them. Fire everyone who is not necessary. I don't care. Everybody gets fired at some point. I mean, I haven't so far, but it could happen. Might happen today, for all I have to say. I don't own this place. Don't want to own this place. Just want to talk on radio and sell advertising. That's all I want to do. I don't want to own nothing. Everybody gets fired at some point. It ain't nothing but a thing. Dust yourself off and get back in the race. But instead, oh, I lost my government job. Oh, my God. What will I do? Well, go work in the private sector. We need people. Well, oh, they might make me be accountable. I might actually have to do my job. And if I don't do it well, they might get rid of me again. Well, this isn't government. This is the real world. Never seen anything like it in my life, and I hope I never, ever, ever do again. At Community Pharmacy, we are a contracted provider with most insurance plans. We have all your vaccines, and you can order any drug or vaccine you need. Why not make